At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's going on, America? And welcome to Dear America Live. We need each and every one of you to do us the huge favor and hit the share button right now. We want to say thank you to our amazing sponsors at Liberty University.
Yeah.
Click the link in the caption and go to liberty.edu/Dear America right now. Why should you do that? Have you ever thought about going back to college? Do you want to go to a college that has your values in mind? Pro-God, pro-faith, pro-freedom? Then go to Liberty. Go to Liberty. Do it right now. Click it. Click it. Do it right now as I'm getting a phone call. If you do it, if you see it, you go to liberty.edu/Dear America. You see my face. Your application fee is waived, and we can go to class together.
Nice.
Because I'm in school, too. We have a lot to talk about today. Biden, Harris is going on. It is a crazy time to be alive.
That's right.
So to make sure that we're working, I'm going to go on here and make sure that we can see ourselves, because that would be really weird if we were talking to no one
while
we're doing this thing. Awesome. So, okay, here we go. All right. Hit the share button. 5.2 thousand people are watching as we speak. I need you to hit the share button, and I need you to hit it now, because we have a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to talk about reverse racism, okay? Reverse racism. I talked about it in my thing this morning. Cannon is his name, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, the little boy that was shot and killed.
Cannon, I think.
Let's look it up, and let's pull it up and make sure. All right. Comment below and let me know what you think. Is reverse racism a thing? All right? Narrative. An adult black male walked up to this five-year-old boy, white boy, on a bike, shot the boy in the face in front of his sisters. Have you heard anyone on the mainstream news talk about this? I'm asking legitimately. Before you saw my video today, where did you hear about this? Where? Rashard Brooks was high, drunk, resisting arrest, fighting officers, and took an officer's taser, and a shooting happened. It was front page news. But an innocent five-year-old white child is shot in cold blood by a black adult male. You hear nothing.
Yeah.
Is reverse racism a thing? I'm asking you this honestly. I'm asking a question.
I think anything's a thing, because you're going to have the hearts of people on any ethnicity who are going to be racist against anyone else.
Yeah.
I think the media feeds a particular narrative, because we don't know if his actions are racist or not. But what's sad is it wasn't covered at all.
Right.
At all.
Still isn't covered at all. Watch what I tell you. Tomorrow or the next day, it'll be on the mainstream news, because it's starting to make it cycle through you guys, through people like us and other conservative media people. I cannot stress this enough, how much power you guys have. You guys have the power, and I want to be a champion for you today and say that and remind you of that. You have the power to get things heard, period.
Mm-hmm. His name was Cannon.
Cannon, first of all.
And I try and not judge.
Say his name.
Yeah.
Cannon.
It's never good to judge a whole group of people based on the actions of one person. But when that's what they're doing, they're saying, look what this white cop did with his knee. White people are racist, white privilege, white people.
I agree completely. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is reverse it. That's what I'm saying.
The media feeds the narrative in today's climate.
Correct.
Reverse it. In today's climate, if an adult white man walked across the street and shot a five-year-old black boy on his bike in front of his black sisters,
the world would be on fire.
The world would be on fire. Atlanta, Detroit, Portland, Seattle, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., New York City would all be in flames.
If it's in flames because of George Floyd and Rashard Evans, Brooks. Yeah. Sorry. If it's on fire for those two guys, then, yeah, it would definitely be on fire for a little black boy.
It has to fit the narrative. It's not going to get it. It really upsets me.
6,200 people are watching. Do me a favor right now and hit the share button. We need as many people as we can to listen to this message.
You know what else is interesting? Huh. Is you go to these inner cities where these 3-4-year-olds are getting shot, usually gang violence, drive-bys. There's no, panic rioting in the streets then either. So I think it all relies on what color the killer is. Yeah. If he's a white guy killing a
basically, black person. And I want to clarify, because a lot of people are saying the same sentiments that I am. All lives matter, okay? Listen to me very clearly. Hit the share button right now, because I'm fixing to say something that I already know is going to infuriate a lot of people, but it's really where I stand, and I am ready to die on this hill about it. All lives matter. Any other statement than all lives matter is blatantly racist. Period. No, shut up. Shut up. There is no other conversation. No life matters more right now than another life of any kind. No. If we're not working towards all lives matter, no matter what, mm-hmm. they all get the same amount of coverage. They all get the same amount of attention. They all get the same amount of grief and mourning and whatnot. Then you're a racist.
Yeah.
And it's you that are the problem. All lives matter. Cannon's life matters just as much as George Floyd's life mattered. And we've all seen the body cam footage now. A lot of people's opinions have changed about the situations leading up to what should not have happened. But what I'm saying is the narrative was George Floyd was just this innocent guy. Not doing anything wrong. He was profiled and all this stuff. You know who was completely innocent, who didn't do anything wrong? 5-year-old Cannon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's the outrage? I'm looking on Fox News right now. We got Susan Rice, for God's sake.
It's all Kamala Harris stuff.
It's all Kamala Harris stuff. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. And this happened before. It's not like it happened after Biden picked his VP. No, this happened before.
And
nobody was talking about it.
And there's more than just the life of Cannon. It's you've permanently...
Damaged the sisters,
you know.
They will be in therapy for the rest of their lives.
Oh my gosh.
And you want to talk about creating racism.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hello. Racism is not genetically inherited. It's learned.
Right.
It's learned. And where's the outrage?
You know what they say
to us?
Where's
the outcry?
You know what they say to us? Silence is violence. They say if you're white and you're not out there saying that your race sucks, black people this, black people that, then you're a part of the problem. You're the violence with your silence. Well, there's a lot of silence on the left and from the black community about this. It's not being covered. It's not being talked about.
Somebody's saying James Anthony said that we should read what the shooter's friends are saying on Facebook. You're right. I probably should. But if it's anything other than he deserves to go to jail and die, I think that they're wrong. Sorry. You shoot a kid point blank in the face as a man, you deserve. I'm sorry. I'm pro death penalty. Everybody knows this. I'm sorry. You shoot a kid straight in the face.
I mean, due process.
Go get lethal injection. We're better off without you. I'm sorry.
Or somebody dropped the ball. If he had a severe mental illness, then somebody else should be going to jail too for dropping the ball on that.
Right. All right, fine.
Not just him.
Get the little disclaimer out of the way. If there's mental illness, of course, we need to deal with it differently.
Yeah.
But if there's not... we're better off without that person.
But the problem is everybody keeps feeding racism, and I'm sick of talking about it. Like, this is a child. Justice needs to be served. Why can we not agree as a society that, yes, all truly all lives really do matter? Like, everyone is precious, And justice should be done. But instead, what we're doing is we're defunding the police. We're burning the world down. Innocent children are getting shot almost daily. Mm-hmm. And we're just rolling with it.
Okay, but here's another thing. Here's another thing. Comment below. Let me know what you guys think. And let me throw this at you guys as well. This, to me, is also a direct result of this push against defunding the police.
People, yep. Oh, absolutely.
People, do you know what kind of, excuse my language, what kind of balls you got to have on you to walk across the street to a white family's home and pull a gun and shoot that kid point blank in the face in front of God, man, and everybody else? Do you have any idea what kind of just the nuts on somebody like that? And you have that because you know that you've got the cops on the ropes. And that,
well, unless he was severely mentally ill, in which case he was just hallucinating.
Yes, we have covered the PC thing.
Well, I'm just saying,
like,
it may not be him having balls.
We have covered the fact outside of mental illness, okay? And if he is mentally ill, I'm sure that people are letting us know in the comments right now. And then obviously what we're saying has a different effect. We're talking about the fact of right now we've got a problem within our society that there is a certain group of people, I didn't say a certain color of people, a certain group of people who feel as though the law does not apply to them
anymore.
And it
doesn't, because they're burning down downtown Chicago. And I think they had, 100 arrests out of everyone, and more than likely they're going to be let off because they're not going to keep 100 people.
No, but you're right. And it doesn't apply to them.
And they know it, which is why they're burning
it. And I hold our leaders, and honestly, nobody supports the cops more than me. I hold our police officers accountable for this too. Look, man, everybody's got to have a hill that they're willing to stand on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, okay? Yes. I have said this my entire life. I believe it more than anything else. That guy, that cop in Seattle that got fired because he made the video saying that cops aren't upholding their oath they took.
Yep.
Everybody's got to have a line, period. And we have responsibilities, not only as police, but as American citizens, to hold a line, a invisible line that is understood between right and wrong.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to hold that line. And right now, the wrong side is life is fluid. It's this way, back and forth, back and forth. Good, bad. Good is either advancing or bad is either advancing. Mm-hmm. Right now, good's all the way the crap over here, and bad's doing whatever it
and
wants
really
to do.
And I really think it's because silent majority doesn't know what to do, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to protest, or they have jobs and can't just get out and protest. But at the same time, is protesting really the right way? And because so many people, right, like, we don't believe in what's going on, but what can we actually do? Because we're not going to go and burn things down. And I think that's a really relevant and valid question.
For sure.
My only hope is that there is a strong, silent majority who still does have the beliefs. I don't care if Christian or not, but just morally, that right is right and wrong is wrong.
Somebody just brought up another amazing point about this. They're like, if he was mentally ill, he shouldn't have been walking around in the first place.
Right. Somebody
else shouldn't have had a gun. Also, I'm willing to bet somebody that would shoot a child in the face probably already has a record in the first place. I don't know this.
I thought he was a felon.
I have not verified this, okay? But I'm pretty sure someone that would shoot a five-year-old kid in the face probably has a record of some sort, but yet he had a gun, okay? So this goes even further to prove the point. All you moronic, utopian-believing imbeciles who think that it is possible to have a society where everybody loves each other and everything's good and everything's fine and we don't need guns and we can talk and use our words because people at their core are good people. You are idiots and you will be the first to go.
Yep.
In The Walking Dead. Yeah. If The Walking Dead was real, every single one of you are the mass carnage people in episode one. Okay? Yeah. You are those people. Okay? It is further proof that we need the police, and it is further proof that you need guns and protection, which leads us into a sponsor. All right. iTarget Pro 2020 has reminded us about the importance of self-reliance. Dear Lord, we just talked about it. All right. Imagine if somebody would have been around with their weapon and saw that guy walking up there. Imagine the different outcome. We have seen COVID and civil unrest bring out the worst in some people, and the fact is the police can't be everywhere all at once. That's why it is so important to be properly trained if you're a gun owner. iTarget Pro is one of the best ways to dry fire train with your gun at home using their proprietary app and laser bullet. It's convenient, safe, and will save you ton of money and a ton of time and money on ammunition. iTarget comes in all the major calibers, including .223, .556, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. Don't let circumstances dictate whether or not you are going to train. Take back control with iTarget Pro. That's the letter iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com. Offer code Graham.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Graham, before we move on, I had one more thing about the cannon.
Do it.
I thought about one of the first things I was thinking about whenever I saw, you know, the story or whatever was Oprah. And I was thinking, you know, no matter what situation Cannon or his family was on, he still had his whiteness. Remember that, the Oprah clip?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you still have your whiteness no matter where you stand.
Where was
Cannon's
white privilege? Yeah. Where was it?
What did his whiteness do for him besides potentially get him shot?
Is white privilege a five-year-old riding his bike getting shot in the face by a black man? Is that what white privilege is?
Okay, so the point is that it's not everybody. Not all people have privilege.
It said the Wilson Police and U.S. Marshals Carolina Regional Fugitive Task Force. I'm pretty sure he was a felon. Anyway, they charged him with first degree murder and is being held with no bond.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I thought Noah said that he was a felon, which goes to show that he got a gun
ran away and jumped in a vehicle and drove off. So if he was mentally insane, he probably would have just
stood around. It doesn't sound like he was.
Okay, no. All right. Can we all just be honest for a second with 5,700 people still watching? Can I just be honest with you for a second? I don't care. You shoot a kid in the face, I don't care what happens to you. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a bad person. You're proven mentally sound. You shoot a kid in the face, point blank, witness, you did it. I do not care what happens to you, and I hope it's very, 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 very bad. I'm sorry.
But the point is, he wasn't. It doesn't sound
there
like
there is a reason. It doesn't sound like it was what?
He was mentally unstable. It doesn't sound like he was.
It sounds like are you saying it sounds like he did have a mental problem?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Like he was sane. Okay, yeah. He was perfectly sane. Okay, good. Then you need to go to jail, and there's a reason that horrible things happen to people that mess with kids in jail. Even the worst people of society
have a moral code
that kids are off limits, period.
That's where it makes me think, like, maybe he's not diagnosed with something, but to be able to go do that, you have to be insane.
Well, anyone that
or
would
evil.
Well, I mean, straight if we really want to dive down the rabbit hole for a second, anyone that would hurt a child, either physically or sexually, there's obviously some mental problem there, right?
Or straight up evil.
Well, yes. I mean, I definitely would not say that those people test the same way as everybody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, okay. All right. Let's talk about Biden for a second. Actually, I got one really weird segment really quick. Me and Jake found this out the other day. This was in Britain. Okay. Some dude lost his genital area due to a viral infection. No, listen to this. I'm not trying to be crude. This is interesting. He lost it due to some kind of like flesh eating virus that he had.
Oh my God.
Okay. He's alive, but then they decide they're going to grow him a new one and then reattach it. So for like the past 2 years, this dude's been walking around with one like growing on his arm.
No,
but it's just been like flapping around on his arm. Like,
why would they decide to grow it there?
I'm just telling
you. Why not on your leg where you can hide it?
I'm just telling you the article I read, guys.
Does it need air to like breathe?
I'm not the doctor. I wasn't consulted in the consultation on how are we going to do this, fellas.
I have a question. Do you just cut it and harvest it and then reattach it?
I guess. Was it the winter months and they thought he could just wear a coat most of the time?
Does it still have like sensations? You got a
bulge on your arm over there.
They blur the picture out and from the...
Is it real?
And from what it looked like, that thing was like... Hold on. Wait just a second. what it looked like, that thing was at least like
that, not too bad.
The blur said, look,
I'm it still function?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Or is it for
sorry.
Looks?
Look, I'm being for real. How that comes about, I would want to figure out a way to fix it.
Modern yeah. technology. Saying,
okay? Absolutely.
You know, if something horrible like that happened.
You're growing it off my forehead. And, I don't care.
Yeah. Let it just be looking like some kind of majestic unicorn. Just see it. Oh, where's man. The danger, Timmy? Okay, anyway. All right.
Never tell a lie.
I'm sorry. This is this is Dear America Live, folks. I don't know what you want to say. Which by the way, while you're watching, consider becoming a supporter of the page. You can see it at the top of our page. It says become a supporter. We want to take Dear America Live on the road to you. And the way that we do that is through support to be able to fund it. It's a funding operation. You got to book the venues. We want to make tickets free for you guys to show up. So consider clicking becoming a supporter to the page. It's $4.99 a month. $4.99 a month gets you exclusive deals, offers, upcoming things we're doing, private behind the scene things, stuff like that. So consider becoming a supporter. $4.99 a month is super easy. It's a big old button at the top of the page says become a supporter, and these kind of conversations can come
these educational conversations.
Audience near you. Hey, everybody just learned something today. Okay,
I did.
All right, so let's get to the
can't unlearn it.
Meat and potatoes.
The big meat on your forehead and potatoes.
Let's get to the hard topics now, if we may. Okay. Anything crotchal related really bothers Alyssa.
It doesn't bother really me. Funny. I just feel like I can talk about it in our house or with close friends. It bothers me when it's streaming to
Are you saying that our Facebook audience aren't our friends? Did you hear what Alyssa just said about
just
you guys?
Saying,
you guys
aren't like, what friends. What if a child's listening?
What if I had one growing out of my forehead?
If a child is listening to this at what? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. What if poor Jake?
I said I'd smack it.
Okay, we've got to move on. But what would we do if you really had to go through this procedure?
I'd support you.
Would we like have to like implant like your old face on top of you? To where
oh, you
like
put a face on top of
like for the footage. We can't have him with it growing out
no,
of his
can
face.
No, he can edit it out.
I'll
like
just
a
wear a beanie
yeah.
over the top.
Oh, okay.
Or a beret.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. All right, Biden. Yesterday, breaking news, Biden picks, are you ready for it? Kamala?
I say Kamala.
Kamala.
It's Kamala Harris.
Kamala?
She's from India.
Kamala so. Harris to be the vice
we won.
Presidential nomination. Vice President.
What's her name again?
Kamala Harris. Hey, listen here. Look, it goes like this. Trump won the election yesterday. Okay, and I know we still got 80 some odd days to go. There's going to be debates happening, and we still have to show up to vote. But listen to me. Trump won the election yesterday. All right, this is the worst pick for Biden in every aspect of the word. In her state, she is rocking a 7% approval rate for her job performance.
Yeah. Well done.
Okay, you pick somebody that's not even rocking in the top well, in 10% of performance satisfaction.
Let's be real. He didn't pick her. They
no,
picked
he didn't.
Her for him.
Right, okay.
Exactly. He found out as soon as we found
this
out.
Is yeah. gonna be a long
What's
conversation.
Her name again?
This is going to be a long conversation, so let's go ahead and get this out of the way. We the People Holster is one of our favorite sponsors. Record numbers of people are buying guns and ammunition for the first time. If you are one of them, please be safe and please holster that new handgun in a We the People holster. Starting just $39. We the People Holsters comes custom fit to you every single time. They have the thin blue line, the Constitution, every option available. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/GRAHAM to get yours. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Plus, get an additional $10 off with the offer code Graham. Satisfaction is guaranteed every single time. Invest in American made products. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. This is why this is a terrible thing, okay?
Good thing at the
Kamala
same time.
Kamala Harris mm-hmm. Is in, how she's not in jail because of all of
how
her
are
sons
all
as
of
a
them
lawyer.
Not in jail? Dude. Hillary Clinton, well, Bill Clinton.
Okay, well that's true. But let's get to this fact. So this is verified information. Mm-hmm. Okay, verified information before the announcement was made was basically the powers that be pretty much told Biden that you have no choice but to name a black female as your running mate.
Yeah.
No choice. None whatsoever. So I want everyone to think about this right now. We talk about equality. We talk about sexism. We talk about pay gaps and being equal and all this stuff. Kamala Harris was selected as the vice presidential nominee, not because of merit, not because of, it can be seen her being the president and leading this country. Mm-mm. When something happens to Joe Biden, not if, but when, probably within 3 weeks, if he happens to win, it was simply because she's black and a girl. Yeah. Is that really what women want for equality?
Is that really equality too?
No, it's not.
In fact, it's very bull. Insulting.
Right.
It's bull crap.
It should be insulting. It's like, oh, great. I got this hand up, to have this nice job.
Not that I'm qualified for it.
Not that I'm qualified.
But that I need to fill a slot.
Look. People get upset like this. I heard this argument one time. It's like you got two job applications with no pictures.
Yeah.
One says John Smith. The other one says Laquandrisha Jones. They're gonna pick John Smith, right? Like that's the argument. Okay. Well, it's the same thing with sports and stuff too. Okay, sport, it happens everywhere. Sports. Okay, you need a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You need somebody that's really fast. You're gonna go with George Jetson, or you're gonna go with Rakeem
Green.
Yeah, Green. You're going with Rakeen, okay? You know what I'm saying? All right, I mean, that's just, look, man. It's just the way things are.
Maybe if your name's Marijuana Pepsi, you should get it changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if I have to choose who my doctor is, and I'm not saying that she's not an amazing doctor. I'm sure that she is.
Mm-hmm.
But just natural tendencies are Dr. Marijuana Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely not. Okay, but it goes to point that there's prejudices everywhere. That's not racism. It's just prejudices. If people have their what's the word
I'm looking
at? Preferences. People have preferences. That's not racism. You are morons. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? What just happened here is the very definition of racism, and I'm going to tell you why. True racism, we talked about this on the podcast Monday. True racism is when people in power make decisions that affect you based upon the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That is true racism. So Joe Biden is in a position of power. All right. He's a presidential nominee, and he needs to select a VP. He doesn't make the selection based off of merit, based off of who the best candidate is. He makes the decision based off of the color of their skin and their genitals. That's it.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crude, but that's the truth. The VP for the DNC was selected based off the color of the skin and what kind of genitals they had.
Yep. You know what I think is so funny?
Period.
What's so funny about all this?
Come
is
at
that
me, bro. Prove me wrong.
They voted for an old white man and a cop. The two things that they hate the most.
Funny.
I mean, she was as high as you can get on the cop ladder, right? And this isn't going to go well. Like you said, Trump's going to win because the party, the leftist, socialist, democratic, whatever you want to call it, is so fractured right now. Like they're saying it right now, Bernie supporters are not up for this ticket. They did not like her then. They don't like her now. They don't like Biden. So it's a really fractured party right now. So I don't see all them getting behind
him. Is it true that she was the one who called him a racist? Is that true?
Yeah. And back
in
April.
That's kind of ironic, too.
Okay, so listen to this. Okay, so back in April, there was the accuser of Joe Biden saying that Joe Biden sexually assaulted.
Tara Reid.
Yeah, that's right, Tara Reid. Kamala Harris is on record saying she believes Joe Biden's accuser. Now she's Joe Biden's VP nominee.
It shows politics.
No, that's called bought and paid for.
Well, yeah.
Is
yeah.
what that.
Yeah.
Hey,
politics. Thing.
Hey, we need a black female standing next to the really old, white, creepy, senile dude.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, how much money to make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Again, the thing is, and ladies, I know we got a lot of ladies watching, it would really, how it cannot make you upset that the potential, if Joe Biden wins the election, Kamala Harris is president, okay?
Fact.
Listen to me. If Trump loses, it's not President Biden. It will be President Harris within 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what's going on right now? Police reform, yep. All that. Why don't you look up Kamala Harris and what she did? I mean, people on death row, she had evidence that they were innocent, and she withheld that until she was forced to let it go. Like, talk about somebody who loves the cops and has locked black people up.
Again, look at her district. I mean, her district itself.
Again, but what I'm saying, what I'm trying to drive home to everyone is the truth that one step away from leading our country, for representing our country to other countries, to hold the mantle of the strongest nation in the world, to lead the strongest military force in the world, possibly to war one day. They were not selected based off of their merit, their character, their accomplishments, nothing. They were selected because of their skin color and their genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm really not trying to be crude. I'm trying to get you to wrap your head around how insane that is.
Yeah.
Okay? It is absolutely insanity. And yet here we are. Biden-Harris is fixing to be the thing. Biden-Harris. Harris is going to debate Pence. Trump is going to debate Biden,
that's
hopefully.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
The debates are good. That's why I say that Trump won the election yesterday. Because here's the thing. Never has a VP really helped win the election for the president.
Until now.
Well, no. But you know, it's really just a nice, like, accompaniment.
That is a weird word when you say it more.
Accompaniment. Okay, whatever. I don't care anymore. All right. Never has that really happened, okay? Like, nobody's, like, not going to win president, and then somebody comes in as the VP, and then all of a sudden everything changes. So, you know, I don't see how Harris has helped Biden at all. Black people don't like Kamala Harris.
Right. She locks up a whole bunch of black people for small little things.
Very few people have hurt black people more than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Biden is a known racist for the past 40 years. No one has done more for the black community. They're showing Trump an expected turnout of over 20% of the black vote. I think he got less than five the first time. Yeah.
Absolute destruction.
This is going to be, look, elections are up and downs like this. They're ups and downs and ups and downs. And even with coronavirus is spiking again, people are over it. We're sick of it. It's like, whatever, dude, get the crap out of here. Nobody cares. I did a video the other day. My gym says, please wear a mask. There's not a dang soul walking in there with a mask at all. Cause they're like, they can't get all of us. You know, you can't arrest all of us. People are moving on. They're moving on from it. And now people are gearing up for the actual election and the debates. Okay. Which the debates happen in a little over a month. First debate. People are moving on. And Trump won yesterday because Biden was not going to win, in my opinion, in general. Harris does nothing to solidify that. Now, if Michelle Obama had walked up on stage, we'd be having a much different conversation.
Stacey Abrams, like, even though she's out of her mind, like, he would have had a better chance with Stacey Abrams than Kamala, in my opinion.
I think that
as crazy as
I think
that
the only shot Biden had was if he could have gotten Obama back in, a Biden-Obama ticket again, I think would have been the only shot. But they didn't. And now we've got Biden-Harris. And I think that Trump 2020 train is going to roll. I cannot wait for everything that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I think it's going to be a good time. What else is going on? Anything?
Brian Stelter said that, there's not a news agency that hates Trump.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That all the news agencies hate Biden and there's not an equivalent of that hates Trump. While talking about that on CNN, that was pretty funny.
But I mean, it's true. Like if you watch, there's a couple videos going around right now of Biden in the 80s and 90s and how well spoken and a politician he was.
Take a minute. Okay.
And then it flashes to right now, and it's like, wow. There is no matter. I'm not even just trying to bully the guy. I'm saying, as an objective viewer, watch that video and tell me there is not significant cognitive decline.
No, Joe Biden used to be quick, man. He was a sharp dude.
Master politician.
Like never have I agreed with his policies ever, but man, that dude was quick, right? Like he could sell, he could do stuff. He had his stuff going and down and ready to go. I would even say, like, I saw clips, because they were showing when Kamala was the pick, they were showing that clip where she starts talking about she was the kid on the bus. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would say that he has even declined rapidly from that debate. Even in that debate, he had more hair, it seemed like. He seemed a little more quick-witted. I mean, he seems to be truly deteriorating in front of our very eyes. And
if it came out that he had something seriously wrong and that they were using this to get Kamala or somebody like that to be president... Like, that should be illegal, right?
That's what I'm trying to say, because once you win the nomination, you have to go have an extensive physical done. And that's what I mean. If Trump loses, it's President Harris.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Who would have thought?
There's no way Biden passes that. There's no way. No way Biden passes the entrance physical. Biden couldn't pass the entrance physical into boot camp.
The military, I was thinking that too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there ain't no way he could pass the entrance physical to lead the country.
Yeah.
And that is the game. That is what the DNC is trying to do. I think they know they don't have this election, but they're trying the Trojan horse, in my opinion. They're trying the Trojan horse, that's where I think we are. But I think that's all that's really going on right this second at the end of the day. What, babe?
I was going to say, do you want to shout out the foundation?
Oh, yes.
That's big.
Okay, big news.
Big news.
Our charity, the Dear America Foundation, we are having our very first charity event November 7th. We're going to have a good time. AJ Buckley, he plays Sonny from the TV show SEAL team, is going to be here. We're going to have a good time. You're going to get to shoot with some Navy SEALs, hang out, have a good time. Go to the Dear America Foundation. Go to DearAmericaFoundation.com right now. Why don't you do it?
DearAmericaFoundation.org. You'll see the Freedom on the Range. You can go under it. We call them all sponsors. So you can pick your sponsorship package, and we want it to be like a VIP experience.
Yep.
So you're actually going to get a shoot with SEAL team guys. You're going to get a shoot with our local law enforcement.
Hang out with all of us.
Hang out with everybody and have really cool things. Like, it's not just a shoot. Like, it's a mock, like going into a house, clearing a house. Yeah. Really cool stuff. So
if you're watching, help us give back to our military and our first responders. Go to DearAmericaFoundation.org. right now and consider being a sponsor, consider buying a ticket.
Yeah.
Just all 100% of it goes to the cause. And that is what we really want to do. DearAmericaFoundation.org, November 7th. Come hang out or just support from where you are. Every bit of it counts. Every bit of it helps. I think that's it. That's about it. All right, it's Jake, all going on. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, producer_Jake. I have some Joe Biden and Kamala Harris videos.
Oh, it's so Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I might have to take that one down if she becomes president.
No, I think you should. Oh, maybe. They may take it down for you.
I'm going to go first this time. I'm Graham Allen. Thanks so much for watching this episode of the Dear America podcast. Alyssa, where can they find you? And close us out.
Alyssa Allen on Instagram and Facebook. And Hey America podcast was on yesterday. You should catch it. Had my girl Katie J on. And that's it for today's live episode of Dear America podcast.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.